Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
The Fat Controller's Engines by Reverend W. Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland. One evening, Thomas brought his last train to the junction. He went to have a drink. "I'm going to the big station," he said to Percy and Toby. "So are we," they answered. "Do you know," Percy went on, "I think something's up." Toby looked at the sky.
"Where?"
"Down here, silly," said Thomas.
"How," asked Toby reasonably, "can something be up when it's down?"
"Look," said Thomas excitedly. "Look!" Several engines from the other railway were coming along the line. "Hello, Jinty," whistled Percy. "Hello, Pug. They're friends of mine," he explained. "I don't know who the others are."
"What's all this?" asked Thomas.
"The Fat Controller's got a plan," answered the driver. "And he's going to tell us. Come on."
They followed to the big station at the end of the line, where all the engines had gone. The Fat Controller was waiting there.
"The people of England," he said, "read about us in the books, but they don't think that we're real."
"Shame," squeaked Percy.
The Fat Controller glared. Percy subsided.
"So," he continued, "I'm taking my engines to England to show them."
"Hooray, hooray," the engines whistled. The Fat Controller held his ears.
"Silence,"
he bellowed.
"We start the day after tomorrow at 8 a.m. Meanwhile, these engines have kindly come from the other railway to take your place. You will show them your work."
As Annie and Clarabel were coming to England too, Thomas and Jinty practiced with some other coaches. Thomas was excited. He began bragging about his race with Bertie the Bus.
"I whooshed through the tunnel and stopped an inch from the buffers, like this."
Then Thomas made his mistake. No one was hurt, but Thomas's front was badly bent. They telephoned the Fat Controller.
"I'll send some men," he said. "But if they can't mend Thomas in time, we'll go to England without him."
Next morning, the engines were waiting at the junction. Toby and Percy were each on a truck, and Duck had pushed them into place behind Edward. Henrietta stood on the siding. The Fat Controller had called her a curiosity.
"I wouldn't dream of leaving you behind," he said. "I'll fit you up as my private coach."
She felt grand. Gordon, James, and Henry were in front. They whistled impatiently. The Fat Controller paced the platform and looked at his watch.
1 minute more," he said, turning to the guard.
Suddenly, a little blue engine came rushing into the station with Annie and Clarabel.
"Thomas," said the Fat Controller sternly, "I am most displeased with you. You nearly upset my arrangements."
Thomas, abashed, arranged himself and the coaches behind Duck, without saying a word. The Fat Controller climbed into Henrietta. The guard blew his whistle and waved his flag. The engines whistled.
"Look out, London, here we come."
And the cavalcade puffed off. The engines stood side by side in the big airy shed. Hundreds of people came to see them, and climbed in and out of their cabs every day. They liked it at first, but presently felt very bored, and were glad when it was time to go. The people along their line put their flags out and cheered them home.
"We're glad to see you," they said. Those others did their best, but they didn't know our ways. Nothing anywhere can compare with the Fat Controller's engines.